Thank you, Pastor Alex. That was a powerful and beautiful and necessary prayer. So thank you for ministering to us. Make sure to watch out in your emails for emails from Pastor Bob. There'll probably be details about the opportunity that Carrie just shared. If you're not getting emails from Pastor Bob during the week, please touch base with him or Saya, and we'll see what's going on. Spam filters are wonderful. And I swear Satan uses spam filters to keep his people distant from the church. We have issues with spam filters and our stuff going out. So please make sure you're looking for those and contact Pastor Bob or Saya if you can't find them. One moment of personal privilege for me. I'm going to take just a second. Each year, the day before Thanksgiving, I generally have a big turkey fry. And that's primarily, not exclusively, but largely it's the families of people who are hosting Chinese students and scholars. I'll fry their turkey for them. We have a blast in the driveway. Friends, neighbors drop by. This year, obviously, we can't host Chinese students or scholars, which is a real disappointment. But I'm still going to do my turkey fry. And so if you want to fry a turkey, now, if you have your way of doing turkey, your secret recipe, then awesome. Let me know about it. I love to cook. But if you want to roll the dice on frying a turkey, maybe just a small turkey, you have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get on my fry schedule. Next year, when we're back to hosting Chinese students, you know, there may not be space. But seriously, I'd love to hang out with you, love to you to hang out with my neighbors and my friends. And so if you want to fry a turkey, you got to text me today, okay? Text me today. It's a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So, each year we come to Deuteronomy 8. I'm not going to say that American Thanksgiving is a Christian holiday, okay? Because there's bazillions of people who celebrate it who don't believe in Jesus Christ. But each year we turn to Deuteronomy 8 because Deuteronomy 8 is the biblical basis and command for God's people to give thanks and to celebrate as they enter into the promised land. And so this text has informed Christians and followers of God for centuries about how important it is to give thanks and to celebrate the land. Not just the spiritual blessings that God has given, but the physical blessings too. And that thinking in this text certainly did influence Christians when they came to the United States, when they came to North America, when they made it through those winters. That's why all the way across the country, there were lots of different Thanksgiving celebrations on different times before we institutionalized this particular day as a national holiday, was often and largely because Christians knew they needed to set a special time to give thanks to God. And so we're going to read Deuteronomy chapter 8. This year, my homily is going to be especially short, given COVID-19. Because after this, we're going to do the Thanksgiving prayers that everyone has set in. We're going to have Pastor Bob, Pastor Alex, a couple of elders come up, and we're going to offer that Thanksgiving offering right after this. Deuteronomy chapter 8 is printed in your worship guide if you read along with me. This is God speaking. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do. So this is a command, okay? That you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out into the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full. And you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Take care, lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers as it is this day. And if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish, like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you. So shall you perish because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. Let's pray. God, meet us in your word. We're heading into a big week and a different week. A week of family and feasting and cleaning the house. On the phone with relatives that we can't see face to face. But Lord, as we enter into that week, what we need above all else is you, your very presence. So would you meet us this morning? Lord, what we need is way beyond ideas. What we need is way beyond recommendations about one or two things that we could do that would make our life a little bit better. What we need is you, your very self. And you promised that you would give yourself to those who knock. So we're knocking. Meet us and speak to us. That as we enter into the special offering of Thanksgiving prayers, as we sing, Lord, as we receive the Lord's Supper, and as we sing again of that beautiful circle that will never be broken, and as we receive the benediction, that we would do those things as those who have met with the true and the living God. Amen. Amen. It's great to be in Deuteronomy today after having spent some time in Daniel. If you've been following along with us in Daniel, I'm sure the end of Deuteronomy, it was flashing out to you. Because God told his people, if you don't celebrate and remember and thank me and obey me and you turn your heart to other gods as you go into this beautiful land, I'm going to take it away from you. Like I've done to other people, I'm going to take it away from you. And here We've been in Daniel and we see that God did that. And so it's a little sobering to look back at Deuteronomy, having been in Daniel, and said, yeah, God kept his word and his people were unfaithful. So what about us? Two brief points this morning. We've got to remember the wilderness and we've got to celebrate our salvation. We've got to remember the wilderness and celebrate our salvation. Look back with me again at verse 1. It's the commandment, okay? The commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land the Lord swore to give to your fathers. So on the verge of the promised land, God is making a promise to his people and in the midst of a command. See, obey this command and I will bless you as you enter into the promised land. What is the command? Let's keep going to verse 2. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you for 40 years in the wilderness. As they face the beautiful promised land, God's command is to look back and to remember the wilderness. To not just look forward at this beautiful place, these rich resources, this new permanent home they would have, to not just to look forward, but to look back and to remember the wilderness. Verse 4, and he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Remember Jesus quoting those words during his temptation. He goes back to this. It's the lesson of the wilderness, and we've got to remember the lessons of the wilderness. It's God that sustains us. So remembering the wilderness means we need to remember that it's God who sustains us. It's his presence. It's his love. It's his grace. It's him that gives us everything we have. From our clothes to our homes to every red cent we have in our bank account to our health, to our friends, our family, our jobs. All the beautiful things that we are to be thankful for this week, God has given them to us. And the wilderness times are to humble us that we might remember God, that it's he that provides. That's the lesson. That's why God took his people through this experience. And it's why he took them to exile, off in Babylon, was that they might remember God and trust in him and rely upon him. So what does that mean for us? This week, take time to remember the wildernesses. Take time to get a journal out or type in your computer and remember the times where God met you in the wilderness. Remember the times where you were hungry, lonely, desperate, depressed, in great need, stuck, isolated. And remember how God met you. Write it down and share it this week. Maybe that's one of the things you'll share at your Thanksgiving table. As you're remembering a wilderness. And not just remembering the wilderness, but sharing with those around you how God met you in it. This year has been a wilderness. It's been a tough year. I think this is the toughest, most difficult year I've faced as a human being and as a pastor. How has God met you this year? When God takes us into wildernesses, it's very often that he wants to humble us, that we would turn to him, that we would rely upon him. It's often the breakers of our self-reliance and our pride that we can muscle through this. How has God met you this year? Is God meeting you this year? Young people, those of you who are in school, many of you are still doing virtual learning, and that's exhausting. It's isolating. It's tough to not be in the classroom and to be physically with your friends. My prayer is that God is meeting you. And in this difficult year, that you would turn to Him. More than you would turn to your phones or social media or the games or whatever it is that we turn to. May God meet you in this wilderness. Because it's hard. It's hard. That means we got to celebrate that God has met us. So this week, remember the wilderness and celebrate how God has met you. Lastly, we got to celebrate our salvation. Turn with me to verse 14. This is the part of the warning. Then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. So it's not just the wilderness that's to be remembered. We're to remember that God brought us out of Egypt and out of slavery. Now what that means for us as people who were not ever slaves in Egypt is made clear through the rest of the Bible. Their story is our story. And God has brought us, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, He's brought you out of the Egypt of your sin. He's freed you from your slavery to sin. Now, I know we live in an authentic age, and that's good. And we all are the first to say, I still feel the effects of sin. I'm still a sinner. And God knows that. And it is still true that in Jesus Christ, if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, if you have repented and said, God, forgive me, that your sins have been washed away. Even if you still struggle with sin, and we all do, it doesn't change the fact that God has rescued you from sin and forgiven you. And so this week, God's call is also for us to celebrate our salvation. And we need to do that. The other week, I was in my back of my closet, and I found a shirt, a dress shirt, that had, you know, fallen off a hanger and kind of gotten covered with stuff. And so I put it in the basket of shirts that I had to take to the dry cleaner. And when I got to my dry cleaner, my dry cleaner was kind of sorting through my stuff, and she pulled out that shirt. Now, she pulled it out and counted it. She flipped the collar, and there was this brown mark along the collar. And she looked at it and said, what is this? And I'm 50 years old. I remember this as a man. I remember this from my father. That there comes a point where if you leave a dress shirt with a soiled collar on it for too long without washing it, something happens in that stain. And it darkens, and it ain't coming out. So I had to kind of lift that shirt out of the pile and say, yeah, this one's done. When it comes to our ongoing struggle with sin, it's very easy for us to say or feel like that shirt, too dirty, too long, too late. God's word calls us as followers of Jesus Christ to not believe that lie. If you have put your faith in Jesus Christ, and if you feel like that shirt, too late, too dirty, done, believe the gospel. Believe in Jesus Christ and celebrate your salvation this week. Celebrate it as we pray. Celebrate it as we sing. Celebrate it as Alex ministers the Lord's Supper to us. Celebrate your salvation. And if you haven't put your faith in Jesus Christ, what are you waiting for? Come to the one who forgives. Receive Jesus Christ and his righteousness, his perfection. Fall on your knees and confess your sins before God, the Savior. And may you this week also remember your wilderness and find God and celebrate your salvation. Let's pray. God, Heavenly Father, would you meet us and fill us with thanksgiving because of you and your work. May we hear this sweet and far off hymn that hails a new creation, our new creation. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit and fill us with joy. Take our shame away that we might sing of our salvation. Amen.